Yerideya curriculum in yeshiva involves learning classic Yerideya, Basa B'chov Taruvis, which I think, Baruch Hashem, we did. And it also involves some other topics, including Hechsher Kalim and Tevilas Kalim. So in order to be Yotzei, the curriculum will begin studying some Tevilas Kalim as soon as I find my notes. Okay, so let's begin studying some Tevilas Kalim. Now, the Torah tells us, and in Parshas Matos, that after Melchemes Midyon, the Torah says, "Achas haZohav es haKesef haNechoshes haBarzel haSabdil haOfares," that all of these metals, these are the metals that are mentioned in the Torah: gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, and lead. Kol davar sheyavo ba'ish tavir ba'ish v'taher, ach b'mei nida yischata. In other words, the Torah says after Melchemes Midyon that we have to kasher kalim, because it came with the goyim or treif. So anything that was yavo ba'isha came in direct fire. So tavir ba'isha tahir, you have to put in direct fire and make it tahar. Ach b'mei nido yischata, but you also have to put it in the mikveh. Whatever is lo yavo ba'ish tavir ba'mayim, whatever does not go in fire, so that you put in water. And then you wash your clothing, your tahar, that's what the Torah says. Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara uses these psukim of v'tahar and ach b'mei nida yischata to teach me that there's a requirement of tevilas kalim. That's what the Gemara says, that there's a din of tevilas kalim, that you have to be tovel the kalim ha-nikachim min ha-nachrim. The derivation of this from v'tahir and b'mei nida yischata would seem to imply that this is only required on those kalim that actually require real hechsher. Only those kalim that require, let's say, libun. But other kalim that do not require libun, you don't see that the Torah is matzrich tevila. Let's say I have a becher, a silver cup that was used by the goyim. I don't see that tevila would be required in that case. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, you know what? Tevila is required still. It's a din d'oraisa zakhtu Rashi, because at the end of the pasuk, asher lo yavo ba'ish ta'aviru b'mayim. Zakhtu Rashi, ta'avir b'mayim means that these kalim that are lo yavo ba'ish, that did not come on fire, ta'avir b'mayim, you have to put them in water, which means tevila. So Rashi is saying that tevilas kalim is a din d'oraisa. And Rashi points this out more clearly in Avodah Zarah on Ayin Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara over there asks Akasha, do you have to tovel your scissors? The scissors that you use to cut the gadim. Zot the Gemara. That clay su'uda amurim b'parasha. Rashi's lashon over there in Avodah Zarah Ayin Hei Amud Beis is that there's a gezeiras hakasov. That means there's a din d'oraisa that you have to be tovel the regular kalim. But that gezeiras hakasov only applies to klei su'uda, like the maskan of the Gemara is, because only klei su'uda are the type of kalim that are mentioned in the Chumash. When the Chumash speaks about kalim, it speaks about davar sheyavo ba'esh, etc., that means klei su'uda. Something that's not klei su'uda, and we'll have to define what klei su'uda means maybe tomorrow. I don't think we'll be able to do tefilas kalim in just one shiur, but maybe tomorrow we'll try to define what klei su'uda is. So kalim that are klei su'uda require tevila min ha-Torah. That's Shitas Rashi. The Ramban al ha-Torah disagrees with Rashi. The Ramban al ha-Torah notes that the lashon of ta'aviru ba'esh, right, and the lashon of ta'aviru va'ish v'taher, right, ta'aviru b'mayim, that lashon can't apply to just being tovel something. If it would apply to being tovel something, it should say tovou b'mayim. Ta'aviru, says the Ramban, is a lashon of removing treifus from a substance. So the lashon ta'aviru cannot refer to tevilas kalim. It would say tavou if it was referring to tevila. Therefore, Zak the Ramban, when the Torah speaks about Kol Asher Lo Yavol Ba'Ish Ta'aviru Ba'Mayim, we're talking about the type of Hechsher Kelim for a Keli Shetashmisho B'Tzonin. That's in Kuf Chaf Aleph Se'if Aleph. In Kuf Chaf Aleph Se'if Aleph, we encounter the din that there is Kabolo Kachpolto when I kash or something. If it was Tashmisho Ayidei Ha'or with fire, I need Libun. Tashmisho with a Kli Rishon, I need Hagola. But Keli Shetashmisho B'Tzonin, if I use the Keli for cold, the way I kasher it is, I do shifshuch. I rub it, scrub it, clean it. That's why I kasher it. Because we're worried that maybe there's going to be some end of tarfus on that keli. Zak the Ramban, that's a din da'iraisa, based on ta'aviru b'mayim. Ta'aviru b'mayim means that there's a type of hechsher. So what's amazing over here is that there's really two points of dispute between Rashi and the Ramban, no? Rashi holds that tevilas kelim is a din d'oraisa. The kelim that I buy from a goy, I have to immerse them in the mikvah, is a din d'oraisa, according to Rashi. The Ramban says tevilas kelim, and he writes later on in the next line, I even give it to you in the sources, libi mahar ha'od, that tevila is entirely midivrehem. Tevilas kelim is in gans and drabbanon, even on kelim that require libon, the tevila is midrabbanon, like the Ramban. Not only on those kelim that are tashmisha b'tzonin. So that's one nekudas hamachlokes in Rashi and the Ramban. It's tevilas kelim d'oraisa versus tevilas kelim d'rabbanon. Another nekudas hamachlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, whether it's the or is, does the keli shetashmisha b'tzonin, something I used when it was cold, that I have to do shifshuf, I have to rub it to get the treifus off, is that a din d'oraisa? Is that a din d'rabbanon? The Ramban says that's a din d'oraisa. You get the impression from Rashi, who understands ta'aviru b'mayim refers to tevilas kelim, that Rashi would say that the din of shifshuf is not d'oraisa. Maran harav kuk in Chuvas Das Kohen, not in the one I give you on these Maramakoimis, I think on the earlier one, I think in Simon Reish Chof Vav, Maran Harav Kook points out that the Machlokas Rashi Ramban also relates to whether the din of Shifshof on the Kelish Hashmishal Batsonin is a din d'oraisa, it's a din d'rabbanan. Now, Rashi holds Tevilas Kelim is d'oraisa. Ramban holds Tevilas Kelim is d'rabbanan. Bidas HaRambam Yesh Mavucha Gedola Bein HaPoskim. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Zayin of Ma'acholos Asuros, the Rambam says it's a din of Midivrei Seifrim. But then the Rambam writes later on in the next halacha or something, the Rambam writes also for Remez La, it sounds like it's a Remez, but the Rambam also points out a lashon that it sounds like it is d'oraisa mipi hashemu alamdu. That sounds like it's d'oraisa halacha l'moshe misina. If you read Perek Yud Zayin halacha hey, Rabbi Asher Weiss in a essay that he has in Sefer Bamidbar Siman Samaches develops this idea, but the Rambam seems to contradict himself as to whether the din of tevila is d'oraisa or d'rabbanon. It's an inherent contradiction. So Rabbi Asher Weiss, he doesn't really think it's such a contradiction. If you read the Rambam, it sounds like tevila is d'rabbanon. However, when the Rambam speaks about mipi hashmua lomdu, he's talking about hechsher of some sort, not talking about actual tevila. In other words, hechsher is d'oraisa, the actual tevila is d'rabbanon. Nevertheless, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba that's quoted in the Beis Yosef at the very end of our simen. It's a Tshuvas HaRamban, simen kuf nun, in Siftes Vav, in the Beis Yosef, he quotes that to use a goy to do tevilas kelim. So the Ramban says it's permitted. But the Rashba says you can't use a goy to do tevilas kelim because it's a din d'oraisa. Now, the Hagosa Ha'oros on the bottom, or the Chidush Hagos, excuse me, the bottom of the tour, he already knows. Rashba, you told me that's a din d'oraisa according to the Rambam, but the Rambam himself says it's a din d'rabbanon. So that seems to be a sore point within what the Rambam holds. The Kesef Mishnah of Inaret also quotes that Tshuvas HaRashba, assuming that it is a din d'oraisa, right, based on the words in the Rambam of Umipi Hashmua Lamdu, So you get the impression that it is Doiraisa for the Rambam. Nevertheless, it's probably a mistake within the Rashba. He probably meant to say Ramban or Ravid. He didn't mean to say Rambam, and the Pashtus is the Rambam holds. It's the Rabbonon, not the Doiraisa. Yeah, Dovi?
Is Rashba saying that like the precedent for Hashara is the Doiraisa, but the details specifically?
I think he's assuming that all the Dinim, Mipiashmo Alamdu, right? He's assuming that Hechsher Kalim, Hagolas Kalim, that's Din Doiraisa. Right, that's a real din d'oraisa. The tevilas kelim, that's only midrabanan. That's what he's saying. It. Right? The lashon of the Rambam, he's not getting into the details over here about how to kasher kelim, but certainly the institution of hechsher kelim is an institution that is d'oraisa. Now, what nafgamina is there if Hechsher Kalim is d'oraisa or if Hechsher Kalim is d'rabbanan? So obviously the nafgaminas are cases that are sfeikis, right? In Ayin Hey Amud Beis, basically you read through the whole daf, the Ayin Hey Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah, you get all the dinim. Sif Tes in Shulchan Aruch quotes one gemara in Avodah Zarah. There's a suffix about mashkin. If a goy gives a Jew a mashkon question, right? That means that the goy borrowed money from the Jew, and the Jew is taking a collateral from the goy. Bepashtus, the collateral is kineged the halva'a. The halva'a was $1,000 cash. The goy takes his watch that's worth I shouldn't say a watch. He takes his pot that's worth $1,000 and gives it to the Jew. The din is, I'm allowed to use the mashkin that a goy gives me. Do I have to be toivel it? Is it a goy's kele? They don't have to be toivel. Is it a Jew's kele? They do have to be toivel. Shulchan Aruch siftes paskind that the mashkin of a goy to a Yisrael im nir ebedas ha'akum shirotzer shako biyado, it requires tevila. You have to be toivela. If you see that the goy wants to leave it by the Jew, you require tevila. Now this is a suffix in the Gemara. Is mashkin kizvini or is mashkin not kizvini? The din is tevila plus kem is halkeach kli min hanochrim. If I buy a kli, it's a suffix. Is a mashkin like a mechira or is mashkin not like a mechira? The fact that Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to be tovel the keli means that we are paskining suffik to oraisa lahachmir. No? That's the chayridin. It's suffik to oraisa lahachmir. And you see that in the Beis Yosef there in Se'if Tes, no? When the Beis Yosef quotes all these dinim, right? He says it's a suffik, etc. Im eini yodeya, right? It's by the law of Shita. Yesh omrim, that's lakula, betov lakbil below bracha, or you should do it with a bracha. The Rambam paskins lahakel, no? The Rambam paskins lahakel. In Perik Yud Zayin, halachavav. That's because the Rambam holds tevilas kelim is a din, derabonon, like we pointed out. Nitvi, that chuvas harashba, that was like a collector's item. The Rambam paskins that mashkin is a suffik. And suffik lahakel, because it's a suffik derabanan. However, lamaisa, and the Beis Yosef speaks this out in Siftes, lamaisa rov rishonim hold lahachmir, that's a din d'oraisa, and that's what Shulchan Aruch paskins, that tevilas kelim is a din d'oraisa, and you have to be told by the mashkin. Similarly, in Se'if Yud Dalid in Shulchan Aruch, you have another application, which is that ketanim are not neman on tefilas kelim. I can't take my... Now I have two kids who are already above majority age. I have a son who had a bar mitzvah and a daughter had a bat mitzvah all within the last year. But let's say Bruria, my 10-year-old, I can't send her to the mikvah to tevil the kelim for us because tefilas kelim is a din d'oraisa. And it's a din d'oraisa, a katan is not neman. Ayin bir hagra uslamid vav. Right, in other words, that we're paskening l'cha'orah like Rashi against the Ramban and the Rambam, we assume that tevilas kelim is d'rabbanan. We seem to pasken that tevilas kelim is d'oraisa. Yeah.
If we're machalik that some cases are d'rabbanan, some cases are d'oraisa, will we say that those like glass or
so? Everybody like holds that glass is d'rabbanan. The so shaila is even on metal.
Right. So would we say that according to them, if you're being told the glass, you could send the customer?
So ayin pischei tshuva. That I give you on Marimakomos, Right, the Mechaber writes, Ein maminum katan atzuvilas kelem, right? Good. Zokt the pisrei tshuva. I am prima godin, mishbetzot, tzarchim, and apikli zchukas, which is drabbanon, you would get the impression that you would trust the kid. In other words, the taz tainas that... The taz tainas that if a katan would be taivo glass, it would work. Zok the pisrei tshuva, b'shein the prima godin, maybe not. Right? What are you so happy about?
That he asked and left.
Huh?
That he asked and left.
Sometimes emergencies come up. Okay. Notice, if it's tevilas kelim, that's a din derabbanan, like by glass, l'chora the goy, the katan should be neman. Right? And it's a taz ois tes zayin. And the Bekiva Eger over here has a flag. Okay. Here's a flag also, the same as the Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Prima Godim, that maybe Ketanim are not Neman even on Zechuches because of the Chazaka, etc., like we pointed out. Now, so we paskin tevilas kelim is de oraisa. So far, so good. Next issue. Tevilas kelim implies an iser to use the keli before it is toiveled. Lucha ora, right? That seems to be true, although might not be true. Perhaps we could argue that there's no iser to use the keli before it's tevilled. This question is really the question as to whether tevilas keli is a mitzvah or a matzah. Let's explain. Even though Rov Rishonim paskin that tevilas keli is the oraisa, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, but the monei hamitzvahs don't count a mitzvah of tevilas keli. And why is tevilas keli not counted as one of the 613 mitzvos? If in fact it's a din d'oraisa, if the Rambam and the Ramban are right, that's the Rabbanon Pashat. But if you hold it's the oraisa, like Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Sif Tes and Sif Yud Sif Yud Dalet, so how come the Rishonim don't count it as a mitzvah? Teretz says it's not a mitzvah. Teretz says it's a matir, not a mitzvah. Meaning to say, Tevilas Kelim isn't the pshat that we're saying you have to be toivel the kli. The pshat is that it's usher to use a kli without toivling it. And memela, if I want to use the kli, I toivel it. But it's not really a mitzvah. And as such, it might not be counted among the minyan hamitzvahs. That's the point that Reb Usher Weiss makes in that essay that we mentioned earlier. And I think there's a certain logic to it. Everybody holds, by the way, that there's an isser to use a keli before you toivel it. The Ramah quotes it in Se'if Ches. If a Jew buys a kli and then lends it to his friend, to another Jew, so the din is that the kli requires tevila, because Jew number one bought it. Guy number one who bought it cannot use the keli l'tzerech se'uda, even derech harai. You see, there's an isser to use a keli l'tzerech se'uda, because there's an isser to use a keli shelo hutbal. That's the halacha. Right? That's beferish in the Ramon, Siv Ches. Even if I'm only doing it derech harai. Remember as a kid, they used to, like, people used to say that to use it one time without tifling is it okay. Did anyone else hear this? Right? I heard this growing up as a kid. I do not know any legit source in Judaism for this kula. Where does it come from? I don't know. It says beferish in Shulchan Aruch. That's usher even derech harai. I can't use the keli. Okay. Okay, so temporary utensils is a totally different thing, though. Temporary utensils, right? Correct. But the fact is, right, The fact is that we assume there's an isser to use the keli. Question, is this isser to use the keli an offshoot of the mitzvah, or is it an independent isser? Right? Is the isser just being mevatel a mitzvah? Right? It's really the same way of phrasing the question that we had before, just in reverse. Yeah, Dovi?
According to Rabbi Shalois, how often is it that we make a bracha on a matir?
So we see concepts of brachas on a matir, like the bracha of shechita. Right, shechita, according to some Rishonim, is a mitzvah. It's machlokas Rashi and Tosis and Shavuos, and then Beitza. But there, it could be that shechita, a bracha on a matir. Again, maybe there's birchas shevach v'hodah, certainly on matirs. Asher kishem esol savetzivan al ha'arayos. Again, depending on, right, the bracha issue is a big issue. Certainly, it has to be. Focused on. It's interesting to note, by the way, that the Rambam, nowhere in Tevilas Kelim does the Rambam quote that you make a bracha on Tevilas Kelim. The Ritva on Ayin Hei Amabezin Yevamis notes, Ayin Hei Amabezin Avodah Zarah. I'm getting like drunk, right? The Ritva notes that the Rambam never quotes a bracha for a Tevila. Why not? One could argue that there's no bracha because it is Kol Kulo Matir. Meaning that the Isser is to use a keli without tevila, and as such, it's entirely in Gansin a matir, and therefore, there's not going to be a bracha. Even though it's dirabonon, it's a din dirabonon, that's a matir. The Chazal don't want me to use the keli. By the way, the lumdus of this din dirabonon, and we didn't mention this yet, the Yerushalmi says, is that just like a guy who becomes Jewish needs geirus, a keli that becomes Jewish needs geirus. It's leaving tumas hanachem, it's entering kedushas Yisrael. Not being megayer the keli, no. No one says that you need a bezdin though.
Who says the
Yerushalmi, the Beis Yosef and Sif Aleph quotes in the Yerushalmi, no. So now, the Bir Halacha in Shin Chof Gimel Seif Zayin. The Bir Halacha notes that even if you hold Tevilas Kelim is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, like Rov Rishonim hold, like Shulchan Aruch Paskins, but the Isser Hishtamshus Bekli is only an Isser Zerabanan. The case that comes up in Shulchan Aruch is, am I allowed to be Tovo Kelim on Shabbos or not? Shabbos and Yontif. So it's like four opinions in the Gemara in Beitza. And the Bir Halacha there goes through all the different opinions. Some assume I'm not allowed to be Tovo Kelim on Shabbos and Yontif because we're allowed to be Tovo on Shabbos and Yontif. I'd be Masha them for Shabbos and Yontif. I'd leave over all of my Tevilas Kelim until Shabbos and Yontif. And apparently we don't want you to do that because that would steer your Shabbos or your Yontif. Alternatively, we don't want you to do that because maybe there's some Isser to keep a Keli Shelo Chutbal around your house. No? There are two ways. The Maharshal has a chiddush. He understands that Gemara Beitza, there's an isser to keep a keli shel chutbah around your house. But the Pashto says we just don't want you to shter your Kedusha Shabbos and Yontif by being Tovo Kelim all day. That's one approach. Another approach that's found in the Gemara is I'm not allowed to be Tovo Kelim on Shabbos and Yontif because it looks like, right? Now the Gemara, by the way, is talking about Kelim that are Temeim, no? And the Gemara says, I shouldn't be tovah them because maybe I'll put truma on my keli that's tummy. Another approach is that I shouldn't be tovah them because it looks like tikkun mana. The keli was not usable beforehand, now the keli is usable. Tikkun mana, very bad. Right? Don't do it on Shabbos and Yontif. There are four approaches. And Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah gives us eitzes for how to be tovah kelim on Shabbos and Yontif. I can like fill the keli up like I'm going to drink some water. And then, by the way, I tovahed it, whatever. One of the, you know, I have an Erev that my community supports. I guess I'm the Erev Rav in some ways. I'm in charge of the Erev. And Breyers does not like the Erev. So one time, a Breyers person came over to me with a taina. They said, because I support the Erev, they saw people, mamish vangin gesurim do'erais of tovahing kelim on Shabbos. That was their time. So I point out to them, first of all, it's not Nisa Doraisa. Second of all, you know, Shulchan Aruch has eitzes for how to tovel keli beheter on Shabbos and Yontif, no? There are 2 days of Mechaber. It may be that kelim sheniknu me'agoyim is no Isra at all to be tovel on Shabbos and Yontif. And even if there is an Isra, the Ramah gives us eitzes for how to do it. Okay. So that was the whole conversation over there, but they felt that it's not, it's zikr, not an Isra Doraisa. That's for sure not. But the What?
When you go to a modern mikveh, how can you say you're filling up for water? Don't those
eitzes
only apply in the
board? Okay, I mean, maybe those eitzes don't help anymore today because, right, because no one's going to drink that water. But at the same time, right, the eitzah might not help, but at the same time, lamaisa, you can't say it's doraisa. Not the type of that for sure you can't say. Now, im timtza lomar, the Rambam, the Rabbi Shurwai says, holds that tevilas kelim is mamish a matir. It's mamish a matir means that the whole yesod of this mitzvah derabbanon is not to violate the iser of hishtamsh on the kli. That's what Rabbi Asher Weiss is medayik from the Rambam. It's beferish in the Rambam. He has such a nusach, no? The Rambam's nusach is, it's like, oh, I didn't give it to you. It's Perk Yudzayin Halacha Gimel. The Rambam's nusach is that you have to tova kliim kalims that you shouldn't use them without being toivel. That's a very strong diuk. That the Rambam holds, it's really a matir. However, right, one could contend it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, of course, so then we have to deal with the fact, how come the monei ha-mitzvahs don't count it? And that requires a lot of thought, eyeing shum, what Rabbi Asher Weiss says about this issue. But, yeah?
Why don't the monei mitzvahs count the law of the shamshes?
Well, so again, if the bir halacha is right, that's an issur d'rabbanan, fine. If the law of hishtamshes is just an offshoot of the mitzvah,
for this answer that he's trying to get, why
don't
we count the mitzvah?
Because
it's just
for the Rambam, yeah. It's all the Rabbanon. Right? So the Rambam tells us I'm not going to count the Rabbanons. So now, Reb Usher, the Chelkas bin Yamin, no? We graduated Badei HaShulchan, now we are entering Chelkas bin Yamin, Reb Fivel Cohen's son. What? Reb Fivel Cohen's son, Reb Binyamin Cohen, in the Biurim on page Reish Samach Hei, in the Chelkas Binyamin, he has an interesting application of this principle. He tells us that if Yehud Tevilas came as fundamentally a matir, so therefore my chiyuv to be toivel akeli only sets in when I want to use it. You know, often, my wife does this all the time, you go shopping and you buy stuff that you're going to need in a month or two or three, no? I buy kelim for Pesach. They have to bring them to the mikveh right away. Or can I delay until right before I'm going to use them? If you hold it to matir, so the pshat is, I don't have to toivel until I'm going to use it, no? But if I hold that it's a mitzvah, so l'cha ora, my mitzvah sets in to be toivel it right when I buy it. Ayin, the biurim on page, reish samachay. That would mean that l'cha'ora, I shouldn't have kelim around the house. Right? Even if I hold that the Maharshal is wrong, there's no iser of shihui on the keli. But Zriza Makdimin L'mitzvahs, at least, should tell me that I should be toivel at the first moment I get it. However, if Yod Tevilas kelim is not fundamentally a mitzvah, it's fundamentally a matir, so then there's no need to be toivel it until I'm about to use it. No one in the history of Judaism has had this chumrah, that when you buy a keli, you have to be toivel right away. Right? Perhaps because no one really assumes it's a mitzvah. Remember, the monei ha-mitzvahs don't count it. So perhaps that's the pshat. This issue, though, of mitzvah versus matir, is relevant for another situation. Remember, we notice that there's an iser of using a keli that's not toivel. That's what the Rambam wrote in Se'if Ches. Aval yesh la'ayin, who has the toivel? Who has the mitzvah, or who has the iser? Let's say it like this: I go to a kiosk. You know, like the type of Israeli guy with like lots of pipik hair sticking out, and like the picture of the Baba Sali and Chacham Ovadia, like they're giving, right? Like they're giving the hashgach over there. And this guy, you know, the food is kosher. But Tevilas Kalim, he doesn't know about Tevilas Kalim. I'm allowed to eat by my relatives who don't toivel their Kalim. Huge discussion in the poskim, no? Huge discussion in the poskim. Is it permitted or is it not permitted? One could argue as follows. If you hold that the Isser Hishtamshas is an offshoot of the mitzvah, so then only the person who has the mitzvah has the Isser Hishtamshas. I am eating by you. It's not my keli. So I don't have a mitzvah. If I don't have a mitzvah, perhaps I don't have an Isser at all as well. However, if the Isser Hishtamshas is not an offshoot of the mitzvah, if it's an independent Isser Hishtamshas, so in Yesh La'ayin, what heter there is in these situations. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Tshuva, Tainas, that the Isser Hishtamshas is a din d'rabbanan, so far so good, like the Bir Halacha said. But the din d'rabbanan is only if I could be toivalet. It's something akin to tzitzis, no? The Mordechai is quoted in Orachayim Simin Yudalad as saying that there's no Isser in wearing a berget of Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis on Shabbos. Because since on Shabbos I can't make tzitzis, but mele I don't have an Isser to wear the berget of Dalet Kanfas b'li tzitzis. Here also, there is an Isser Hishtamshus, Beferish in the Ramon, Sifches. But the Isser Hishtamshus is an offshoot of the mitzvah. No? And since I can't do the mitzvah, the way Rav Shlomo Zalman says it, is I'm eating in a restaurant. You think the restaurant owner is going to say, excuse me, let me take your forks down the block to the mikvah and put them in? Think the restaurant owner would go for that? No way. The restaurant owner would think that I'm a ganav and a paskunyak, and I'm trying to steal his forks. Right? So he won't let me take them out. So therefore, I can't do the mitzvah. If I can't do the mitzvah, there's no iser. It's akin to the Mordechai Vaitzitzis. Right? It's slightly different than the way we said it originally. We said originally that I don't have the mitzvah because it's not mine. This might be saying that no, that if I could do the mitzvah, okay, I have to do it. But over here, I can't do the mitzvah. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. Others, Taina.
Can't because you're at somebody's house.
Huh? The owner of the house won't let me take his forks to the local mikvah and put them in, no?
Meaning, theoretically, if I would ask him, he might. Like, if I say, before I go somewhere for shops, can I pull all your things, he'd be okay with it.
Zichar in the restaurant case, he won't let me. In the owner case, then maybe, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the homeowner would be different than the restaurant. Enochanami. Maran Harav Kuk Tainas that you could be Mako on Goyas, which is Dirabonon Mishum Eva. By Yisurim Dirabonon, Taisus points out Avodah Zarah Beis Chafav and 1,000 other places. By Yisurim Dirabonon, we could relax Mishum Eva. So Marav Kuk Tainas, they could be Mako Mishum Eva. Others have the following Kula. The din is. So, according to Rav Kook, you can only be make on glass, you can't be make on metal. Because since metal is Doraisa, on Doraisas we don't apply the principle of Eva.
But he's assuming the rest of Doraisa.
What?
He's assuming the rest of Doraisa.
I think the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes and Sif Yudala passing is Doraisa. We have to follow the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. What?
Eva
means that they would get angry at you, they'd be upset. Now, it's also an interesting application. Usually, Eva and Avodah Zarah means Achshash Rachok of Pekuach Nefesh. Right? I don't know if the kiosk owner being upset at you would lead to any possibility of Pekuach Nefesh. I don't know.
Also, you could just not get it from that person.
I can not get it. But Marana Rav Kook in that Shuvah that I give you, Ayin Shomatim Sanachas, right? He gives a kula based on Eva. I found this tshuva actually. We used to teach Tevilas Kehim here in fourth year Halacha Lamaisa in Yeshiva, no? Rabbi Neuberger used to teach Hechsher Kehim and Tevilas Kehim when I was in Smicha.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Neuberger didn't quote this tshuva of the Das Kohen. One time when I was visiting Israel, so Rabbi Danny Mann, who teaches fourth year Halacha Lamaisa in Israel, so I decided to read his Maror Mekomis on Tevilas Kehim, so he had this Das Kohen. Because he's Israeli, you know, Israelis like Rav Kook. No, we're not so into the Rav Kook over here. L'sasur achi l'vavchim v'achrei necha means don't follow the Kukalach and the Herzalach. Right? You know that part. L'vavchim is the heart, Herzl. Right, Einechem is your vision, which in Yiddish is tzukukin, is to look at. So don't follow the kukalach and the herzalach. That's the famous Torah of the Minchas a loser. Now, There is a famous kula that people give in this case as follows. That maybe there's no chiyuv tevila because the owner of the restaurant has kalim, which he intends for me to use. And those kalim that he intends for me to use have a din of klei sechora, business model, business kalim. And business kalim, there's no chiyuv tevila on. Right, it says in Shulchan Aruch, only klei seuda is chayiv, not klei sechora. If I own a store and I want to travel the stuff, someone tells me that in Queens, one of the local hardware stores has like a kalim mikvah or something, if you want to stick, right? And you could do it. The shaila is, can the store owner be toivel the stuff beforehand? That's a further shaila that we'll have to discuss in a minute, i.e. in the Minchas Asher, that same piece that we were talking about. But many taina that the kula of the kiosk or the restaurant is because the owner of the restaurant is pater from tevila, because it has a din of klei sechora. He's not using the forks. I'm using the fork. And I use the fork because I pay him for the meal. No? So it's ke'ilu, I'm buying, renting that fork. Klei sechora is pater from tevila. This is an interesting suggestion, although most achronim, I think, reject this. Most achronim assume that's only considered klei sechora if the business is to sell it to you, that you'll be kona the item. But if the pshat is that you're going to use the item that I have, so that's like you're using my item, right? So that might not be klei sechora. In the Chelkas Binyamin, page Shin to Shin Aleph, he has the following diyuk, which I think is very powerful. Shulchan Yosef Tazayin says, let's say I didn't travel my keli Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, and I have guests coming over the like, and what do I do? So in that case, it says that what I should do is I should give it to the goy as a gift, and then borrow it from the goy, and the borrowed keli, there's no chiyuv tevila on. Give it to the goy, and then I borrow it, and then I use it. Zok Reb Binyamin Cohen, 1 second. Why did I give it to the goy? It's hard to find Slobodan. He isn't in the shir anymore. Why do you give it to a goy? Right? Why don't I give it to a yid? Yidin are easier to find than goyim. Give it to a yid and let the yid then lend it to me, and it's still blyped a keli of she'ela. It's a borrowed keli, which I don't have a chi of tevila. So the answer is, you know what? The fact I can't do this with a yid implies that when I buy a kli in order for someone else to use it, there is a chi of tevila in that case. That's not called klei sechora. Think about it. How come Shulchan Aruch has to give that eitzah of selling it to a guy or giving it from matana to a guy and then borrowing it from the guy? Why don't you do it with a yid? The answer is that in that situation, it's like the Jew owns a keli so that someone else, should use it. And we assume that there's a chi of tevila still in that situation, right? Because Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that eitzah, you get an impression that this kula of the restaurant case won't help. They quote from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Levracha, a kula for the restaurant case, but it's also not complete. Just like Rav Cook's kula was not complete only by klei zechuches, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Levracha, I don't know if it's printed or not, but Rabbi Aaron used to say that those kalim that are not absolutely necessary for eating, you're allowed to use. But the kalim that are necessary for eating, you shouldn't use. Meaning to say, I could technically eat with my hands. Do I really need a fork? There's certain utensils that are absolutely necessary. A spoon is an absolutely necessary utensil. Can you eat soup like this? No? Being malakek, right? Where's the psukim in Sefer Shoftim or something? You can't really eat soup that way. It's going to come through. A spoon is necessary. A fork, less necessary. Is a plate necessary? A bowl is necessary. You have to maintain the soup, or else it will all spill out, no? Is a plate necessary? No, a plate's not necessary. Right? So those kalim that are really necessary, so there's an iser hishtamshus. But if the kalim is not necessary, it's not called on being mishtamish in the kalim, because it's not a necessary hishtamshus. In that case, right, It's going to be much. That's a cool they quote from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. I think it's a interesting kula, but it's certainly worth thinking about. So these are some of the issues I wanted to mention. I also have one other diuk that I want to talk about. No? Oh. Ready? One last diuk. Rabbi Akiva Eger is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Chof Gimel of Arachayim about the brach of Shehechi Yanu. And the Rabbi Akiva Eger is found over here somewhere, but I don't remember where. The Rabbi Akiva Eger tainas that you don't make a Shehechi Yanu on a keli that requires tevila. Usually the din is if I'm kona kelim chadashim, I'm mevarech Shehechi Yanu. But that's only if the kelim are usable. If the kelim are not usable yet, I don't make Shehechi Yanu. No, if I buy a suit and the suit's not usable yet, it requires to be tailored. It requires tailoring. So I don't make a Shehechi Yanu until it's tailored. But if I buy something that's usable right away, make my Shehechi Yanu, my tov, my v'hameitiv, depending on the keli, depending on how many people are benefiting from it, I make it right away. That's the din of Shehechi Yanu. Zakeh b'kiv eger and arachayim and reish chof gimel, that's called by the Mishnah Berurah, that if I'm kona a keli that requires tevila, I don't make a Shehechi Yanu. Why not? Why not? Because it requires tevila and they can't use it. You get the impression that Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that the Isser Shtamshus B'Kli is fundamental to the Isser Shtamshus and Keli Shalach Chutzbal is a fundamental Isser. It's mamish connected to the Keli. Mashal Mahadavar Dome. The halacha is when I am kona a new pri, or even if I see a new pri, I make a Shehechi Yanu on the pri, no? I'm not going to eat it until I make a bracha. The Torah says the bracha is like a zayt gezach. The bracha is like a side thing. And as a side thing, it doesn't mean that the fruit is incomplete without the bracha. No? I see a nice fruit. I want to make a Shehechi Yanu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Hanan the world, gevaldik, beautiful. Without the bracha, I can't really benefit from it. The answer is, yeah, but that's like a side thing, no? Now, one could argue that my raya from the Shehechi Yanu on Peiros is different than the Shehechi Yanu on Tevilas Kelim. But the point is, I think I see from Rabbi Akiva Eger that a keli without tevila, the iser to use the keli without tevila, is not just that I have a mitzvah to be toivel it, is that the keli is also without tevila. Right? And that's why I don't make a Shehechi Yanu. It's like it's something deficient in the keli. My raya from Shehechi Yanu fruit might be different. Shehechi Yanu fruit might be more on the simcha of chidush ha'olam rather than the hana'a from the fruit. That's why my raya from the Shehechi Yanu fruit is not such a great raya. I gave a shir about Shehechi Yanu a few months ago. My shul, or as mefalpa on this question, what's the nature of Shehechi Yanu on the fruit? But the fact that Rabbi Akiva Eger says this, I think, leads us in the direction that the iser hishtamshus in the kli means that the kli is somehow incomplete. Right? It's not. I can't really use the kli, and because I can't use the kli, so therefore. Right, there's no therefore I don't make a Shehechi Yanu. That's what he says. It's not just that I'm being mevatel the mitzvah, a side mitzvah. It's that it becomes somehow deficient. I get that impression a little bit from this Rabbi Akiva Eger, although one could certainly be mefalpel about everything in Judaism. Okay, Chevra, so thank you for listening. And tomorrow, Mirzah, I want to try to be mashlim to be las kelim in terms of. You could see sources number, like what kelim need tevila, what don't need tevila. We'll discuss that. And then we'll move on to hechsher kelim. And we should all have a blessed day.